In Oakland, nearly 20% of young children enrolled in Head Start are experiencing homelessness. That makes it hard for their families to get to the preschool program consistently and on time. So the city found a way to reach these children where they're at. KQED's Daisy Nguyen has more.
From a distance, the lime green RV with its stretched-out awnings looks like a festive food truck. But inside, it has all the necessities of a preschool classroom on wheels.
So we have a restroom for the children, and then we also have diapers on hand as well.
Shelley Taylor oversees Head Start facilities for the city of Oakland. She shows me a carpeted play area next to cabinets full of building blocks and art supplies, and high-tech features like a wheelchair lift and a computer server to help families connect to the internet.
We know in a lot of the different areas that we are, there may not be access to technology, so we want to ensure that's not a barrier to families.
Oakland's Head Start program invested $500,000 on the mobile classroom after seeing children drop out because of housing insecurity.
We sometimes have families in a one bedroom, and it's three different families in that one bedroom apartment. So we do have a high number of homeless families in that situation, but others are in shelters.
Evrado Mendoza is the program's enrollment coordinator.
We didn't want families to be dropping. It's because they don't have control of their housing situation, right? We wanted it to follow them to wherever they go and continue to provide the services that they need.
A January survey estimated that almost 700 families were experiencing homelessness in Alameda County. That's down 17% from 2 years ago. But experts say that's likely an undercount because homeless families get overlooked. They tend to sleep in motels or on someone's couch instead of a shelter.
That's why we call it hidden homelessness.
Erin Patterson is with Schoolhouse Connection, a nonprofit focused on youth homelessness.
And so it really feels like we are ignoring this whole portion of the homeless population.
Schoolhouse Connection estimates that in California, only 1 in 6 homeless infants and toddlers are enrolled in early childhood education programs like Head Start. Patterson says it's a heartbreaking statistic because these are the kids who need it most.
For an infant or toddler to be experiencing homelessness, and not know where they're going to sleep during a time when they're supposed to be potty trained and have routine and consistency, that's difficult enough. And I think we don't talk enough about the fact that everything the parent or the adult in the situation is experiencing in terms of trauma, the child is also experiencing. Babies carry trauma. They feel stress, but they can't articulate it with words yet. And so that's why it's even more critical to get interventions and supports to them as early as possible.
For the last several months, the mobile Head Start classroom has been going to homeless shelters and city parks to serve families who signed up for home visits but may not have a steady place to live. Today, it's parked near a rec center in Chinatown. Outside, workers lay books, toys, and snacks on little tables before leading a sing-along. Inside the RV, a staff member meets children and families privately to conduct developmental screenings. Some of the participants are first-time parents and newly arrived immigrants from countries like Algeria and Vietnam. Shili Zhang says she didn't realize her son had a speech delay until he was enrolled in Head Start. A caseworker referred her to a speech therapist, and now she says he's starting to talk more. She says coming to this event gives her child a chance to interact with teachers and other kids, and for her, a chance to build community in a place with few family ties. For the California Report, I'm Daisy Nguyen.